Okay, at 10 o'clock tonight, NBC anchor Brian Williams will do something that used to happen on TV all the time but hasn't happened in some years. He will begin a brand new primetime network TV news magazine. It's called Rock Center because it's live from NBC's Rockefeller Center headquarters in Manhattan. TV critic Eric Deggan says it's going to be tough to sell serious news in primetime.
In today's television universe, this is what makes a successful TV news magazine.
You are about to meet them for the very first time.
That was part of Barbara Walters' interview with pop diva Mariah Carey and her new twin babies on ABC's 2020 a week and a half ago.
Look, you're so good, and they're all dressed up.
And it became the highest-rated program of the night. This is the tide Brian Williams is swimming against. Aside from 60 Minutes, recent primetime network news magazines are often a repository for, shall we say, less highbrow fare.
She was once the wild woman of the fashion world, addicted to anabolic steroids. Can you predict your child's in danger before it happens?
A mother says goodbye to her son.
NBC executives insist Rock Center is going another way. Early ads for the show focused on a roster of high-profile correspondents plucked from other networks' ranks.
Koppel.
Williams.
Welcome aboard. Kate Snow.
Brian.
Seth Meyers, fake news anchor.
Not one of ours.
Cool as it is to see Williams' deft wit on display, and he'll likely deploy it a lot introducing stories live on Rock Center, it might have been better to see ads on the actual stories they're covering. NBC's move is a trip back to the future, the mid-1990s, actually, when the networks discovered news magazines were cheaper to make than hour-long dramas. Before long, there were 10 hours of them sprinkled across prime time. Back then, anchor stars such as Connie Chung, Diane Sawyer, and Katie Couric had their own showcase series.
From ABC News, Turning Point.
This is prime time.
But the rush for sensation blended entertainment and news reporting so much, critics feared they might sink the standards of network TV news altogether. These news magazines were so profitable, in fact, only one thing could stop them.
This is your show, and this is American Idol. Let's go!
Turns out, unscripted, so-called reality TV shows such as American Idol and Survivor have an even better money-making formula. No writers, no professional actors, and lots of young viewers. NBC tried another shot at inexpensive 10 p.m. programming, something a certain hugely jawed stand-up comic never quite pulled off.
It's Katie Couric's birthday
wonderful.
Today, and, you know, she left NBC for another network. I got to give her a call, see how that's working out.
We all know how that turned out for Jay Leno. Now, Rock Center may cover the same ground as a cheaper, easily duplicated program that leads seamlessly to affiliates' local newscasts. Early reports indicate tonight's show will cover immigration, Middle East politics, and employment. Important stuff for sure, but hardly the impactful journalism of Mariah Carey's twins. It's a sobering lesson. Eventually, time and the competition for viewers reduce news magazines with lofty goals to true crime stories and the latest celebrity revelation. If Brian Williams and Rock Center can't find compelling ways to escape that trap, they'll have to do something I'm not sure is possible. Lure primetime audiences with serious news.
Eric Deggans is the TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times, and you hear him right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.